The point of the evening was for City Council to decide whether to take another crack at measures to boost lodging in the resort. In a four-hour-long special meeting last night, a long list of people commented on whether tackling the issue again is a good idea. Marcia Goshorn pointed out the benefits of helping small lodges stay in business.
There's still a lot of tour groups with the Germans, Australians, and some of those that love coming to the small properties. They don't want the big fancy hotels. They've never asked for that. They have money. They don't want to spend it.
Supporting small lodges became a theme throughout the evening. Debbie Braun is president and CEO of the Aspen Chamber Resort Association.
Our pipeline's pretty full right now. If you look at Base 1, Base 2, Hotel Jerome, Sky, that's pretty impressive that that pipeline is where it's at. But not one of those is our small mom and pop lodges that really need some attention.
Of the 14 people who made comments, most spoke in favor of making some kind of changes. Some in the audience did question whether other modifications could accidentally cause problems. For example, another option on the table is making it more attractive for condo owners to start renting out for overnight or week-long visitors. Phyllis Bronson asked about the effect it could have on one part of the community.
People who actually live here in not affordable housing, but in quite high-end rentals, intend to live that way for a while. What happens to longtime citizens who are living in rentals and don't want to see that happen?
In August, City Council passed a far more comprehensive and ambitious ordinance, but it was dropped almost immediately after public outcry and a proposed referendum. Several in the audience last night, including former Mayor Bill Sterling, urged the council to make sure that strong reaction doesn't cause officials to abandon the idea of improving lodging. Sterling and others described diminishing beds as something that could cause problems down the road. In proposing the newer, milder forms of lodging incentives, Aspen City planners last night cited recent extensive public surveys. They pointed to strong support for lodging changes, also using that data to narrow down exactly which modifications would be accepted by locals. Council member Adam Frisch.
At one point, I was supportive of something big to tackle, but I'm not sure if we should just not focus on the current lodge upgrades.
And council was unanimous in wanting to move forward with that. Also included are possible flexibility on affordable housing requirements. But unlike the last attempt, council members decided to leave building height alone, a controversial element during the last attempt.
This is really a complex, although it's more moderate than it was before, it's still quite complex.
Mayor Steve Skadron.
And it's important that council, I believe, we sit in the driver's seat and we take our time in making the appropriate decisions here.
Aspen City Council will take up the matter again next week.